This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess. Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am alive. I'm very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah. How hot is it over there? I feel like I don't even have any room to complain.
I don't know. It's like 104, 105 today.
Oh, geez. No, thank you.
It's 9:45 and we're still at like 90 degrees.
Oh, geez. No, thank you. Like, I know that I like it. Some like it hot, Jess. But I am not the one.
I, too, am not one of them.
No, I, again, just made to withstand a harsh winter. I am not made for this type of life, let me tell you.
Don't do well in the heat myself.
No, I know, girl. I know. And it's also, I get crabby. We talked about this. Our whole family is that way. My French family is that way, too. So I think I just, my parents decided to just double down on the fuckery with, like, what they were willing to let their children endure. Because my sister and I, we both have a temper when we get hot. It's, like, next level. And we get hot when we're, like, running around. And then we're also anxious people. So it's, like, you know, it's just mess. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. So there's that fun piece of fun news about the heat and the weather. Yeah. Now back to sports. Chip O'Neill. How's it going, Chip? Sports! That's my impression of Chip.
The Olympics.
Simone Biles, she pulled out of everything.
I'm into the swimming. Like, I'm like, oh, this is dumb. And then I start watching and I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm like, go, go, go. All of a sudden everything matters.
Yeah. All of a sudden you've been a big fan of the Olympics your whole life.
Yeah, that's me.
Just to be clear, when I was young, Grandma and Grandpa did get me very much into the Olympic Games and summer and winter both. Grandma loved winter because she loved the ice skating pairs.
Yeah.
And Grandpa always loved, like, the track and field stuff.
Right.
And, of course, we were a family of big gymnast fans. We loved all the gymnasts.
Mm-hmm.
But Zebulon's like, yeah, I just don't. I have no, like, intention of watching the Olympics. Like, I don't care. He just doesn't care about the Olympics at all. We've been watching baseball, like, nonstop. Which is fine. I like baseball. Baseball's fine. It's America's pastime, you know.
I guess so.
Oh, I'm fine with it. So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of miss it, but baseball is fine. The Mariners are, like, having their ups and downs per usual. Played a couple good games recently. It wasn't too bad, but, you know, Zeb is way more into baseball than I am. When we were younger, I was really into it and would sit and, like, watch it with him and stuff, but that was before we had a kid and a house to run, and now ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
I went downstairs to get me a cold pop. And I said, oh Lord, it's a fire of toys. It's my own personal fire.
No, but yeah. As in football, I also do not root for the home team.
Oh my God, no, Jessica. Oh, that's right. You like the Atlanta Braves.
That's right.
I know that. I know that about you. I know that about you. It makes me mad. I'm a Mariners girl. I just, Ken Griffey Jr., till the day I die, he will be the man. I was at that freaking game. What was it, like 95? And we won the division. He climbed the back wall and made that incredible catch. And there were fireworks that night. It was so amazing. And I will never forget that baseball game for as long as I live. It was inside the Kingdome, Jessica. We were in the Kingdome. It was amazing. For those who don't know, the Kingdome used to be our, like, gigantic stadium.
Right.
Where our sports teams played, and then they tore it down to build CenturyLink Field and Safeco Field, which is now like T-Mobile Field, I guess.
Yeah.
CenturyLink was Qwest, and then it was CenturyLink. I don't know. Maybe now it's Viacom. Somebody keep me posted on who bought the stadium now.
I don't really watch baseball that much anymore. I used to more when I was a kid, so we're
Yeah.
very similar that way, but
I had trading cards. I had a whole backpack full of trading cards. Then I had a binder that had like the special holders for my special cards. And I had a Griffey rookie card in there. But then when I got older, I gave it all to my stepbrother, and that was a mistake. I bet you that rookie card would have got me so much money.
yeah.
I wonder what that goddamn rookie card is worth now.
I don't know. I have
Damn it.
special cards. I have a
You
whole.
do?
My other father, whom shall remain nameless.
The Voldemort of our family. I'm not even of our family. The Voldemort that we know. Just the devil that you know.
He tried really hard to get me into the Mariners, so I had a whole bunch of Mariners stuff.
Oh.
But
And then you were like, guess what? The Brave.
yeah, that's probably part of it. I was like boycotting, and also, Chipper Jones, so
Yeah. Chipper.
Chipper,
The old chipper.
chip off the old block, you know.
Oh, you know it, girl. Man, the 90s. What a time.
I think his real name is Larry Wayne Jones. I'd want to be called Chipper too.
I would too. I'd be like, somebody give me a goddamn nickname, please. Hey, Larry!
Reminded me of the Long Island medium. She's always like, Larry.
Reminded me of Impractical Jokers, because they always send Joe out to look for Larry. Or he'll do it on purpose, like they were trying to see how far they could cut in line for a Broadway show. I think it was Hamilton. I don't even remember, but he was like, Larry, Larry, I'm coming, Larry, Larry. And he did it all the way till he got close to the front of the line. And they were trying to just see who could get like the closest, you know? And just by saying a person's name and pretending like you're looking for them in line, people will just kind of like, oh, well, it sucks that he's cutting, but I guess he's got a friend. And so he did it like the whole line up, but it zigzags. And so finally somebody caught on somewhere and security caught him. But he was like, Larry! Like yelling, trying to cut in line to fucking Hamilton. Tickets are like $900. What is it? It's rap opera. Didn't you know? Larry. Oh, God. So funny. Anyway, well, all that is fun and good. But I think the most important question is, do you know, or are you ready to know, that we are going to have a special guest on this episode?
A guest again?
Can you believe that someone wants to be on our podcast? It's a thing. It's a thing that's happening. Let me tell you.
I guess so. I
Here's the
guess
thing.
so.
Oh, you look at you punny, funny honey. Here's the thing. So, first of all, it's funny that you're pretending like you didn't know, because I always run these things by you. But second of
Oh, yeah.
all, everyone's been calling for my husband to be on. He will never be on this podcast. He will
Yeah.
never be on the podcast. There's not I can't There's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do. My husband will never be on this podcast. However, his best friend in the whole wide world, well, just kidding, because he has three best friends, but one of those best friends he's been friends with probably since either, I think, elementary or middle school. I don't know. We'll ask later. We'll find
Okay.
out.
Yeah.
Tony Keegan.
The Tony Keegan.
The Tony Keegan.
Oh
The
my
Tony
God.
Keegan, Zebulon's BFFL, is going to join us a little bit later, and we are going to play some games with Tony.
Sounds
So
like
get hype.
fun. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. And we'll do a little Q&A with him about Zebulon so people can get a feel for who my husband really is. I feel like I've, there's been a lot of misrepresentation.
He's gonna call you out.
He's gonna be like, remember how you said all this stuff about Zeb that just straight wasn't true? Remember that, Kim? I know, seriously. Tony will text him and I'll be like, who's your girlfriend? And he's like, it's just Tony. And I'm like, God damn it, she's always stealing the show. And Tony just nods his head, like, yeah. Like the next time I see him and tell him the story, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a fun game that I would like to play with you.
Oh.
This is a great game. We've already played it before. It's Jessica Likes. It's a fun game. It's the, I what I would like to know is a this or that child edition.
Huh.
Are you ready for a this or that childhood edition?
You know I am.
All right, girl. So here we go. Jessica Likes this or that.
Okay.
First one, Big League Chew or Blow Pop.
Oh man.
Come on, man. I mean, it's supposed to be like a little rapid fire situation. I don't want to make you sweat or
Well,
anything, but
I mean I'm in a car and it's 90 degrees, so that went out
so
the
too fucking late. Too late.
I'll say blow pop.
Oh man, really? Not Big League Chew?
I just think
Okay.
it lasts longer. The big league
It
chew, it like
that's
pins
true.
the flavor and then you're spitting
It's so true. It's
it
true.
out putting
I just really liked the grape Big League Chew. It was
I
like my
agree.
favorite. Yeah. Okay, now, so this or that, blow pop or the tape gum. What was it called?
Oh.
Remember the pull tape gum? It looked like a little, it honestly looked like a tape measure,
Right.
but it was gum by the foot, or I don't know.
Yeah,
Something, but
I almost said fruit by the foot, but that's a different thing.
I was gonna say, is it called bubble tape? Because I think that's
Yes,
what it's
that's it.
called. Yeah.
Yep.
So blow pop or bubble tape?
I'll stick with the blow pop. I kind of
Oh,
like that you got
dang.
candy and gum.
Okay, all right. I see you, girl.
It's a twofer.
Okay, it is a two. Yeah, that the blow pop's really doing it for you.
Yeah.
Now I'm just, well, what you don't know is I'm secretly trying to come up with gift basket ideas or something. No, I'm just kidding. You're not getting a gift basket. Okay. That's mean. I'm so mean. Let's say you're at a carnival or a fair. Are you going snow cone or cotton candy?
Cotton candy, probably.
Yeah, same. Snow cones are messy and I don't necessarily like to be sticky.
Me
And
neither.
yeah, and I feel like with the cotton candy, it has that paper tube thing.
Yeah.
You know? And it with the yeah, you get the little cone with your icy with your snow cone or whatever, but
Yeah.
it just melts through that and then all the sticky syrup just drizzles down your hand and then you're just standing there like a dork with like a blue wrist for 2 hours while you try to convince your mom that you're ready to go home and she's like, "No, let's just go to the petting zoo." And you're like, "I have allergies really bad. This is not good for me." Okay, mom. Oh, that was, I'm sorry, was that an individual experience? My bad. Oh man, the 90s, what a time. Okay, what a time to be alive, exactly. All right, so this one is clutch, and I feel like this is going to tell me a lot about who you are as an individual.
Oh, okay.
Brock's jelly beans or jelly bellies?
Brock's.
Brock's, bitch. You know it.
Yes.
I mean, just when I thought I couldn't love you more. And then you bring the heat. You bring the
Yeah.
fat. Listen, jelly bellies are good too. I'm not
Yeah,
hating. Like,
they have their place.
I'm addicted to the pear flavored ones if I've ever
Yes.
liked. Yeah, that pear jelly bean is the shit, but nothing beats a Brock's jelly bean.
No.
And if you don't like that, you know what? Come at me, bro.
What's your favorite Brock's jelly bean?
This is your...
If you say black, I'd be so mad at you.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Shut up.
I love, it is. Black is my favorite.
Gosh.
And when I accidentally get a purple one, I'm pissed.
No, I love the purple one.
Girl, you could have them all day.
You know what I do is I pick all the black ones out and go give them to my mom.
No, I guess I take after her. As her namesake, it's very important that I do. So,
no, white is my favorite.
White is your favorite. Yeah, I like the white ones too. Aren't they like a coconut situation or something?
It's like a pina colada.
Yeah.
Delicious.
But I know I could eat those jelly beans literally. The only one I don't like is the purple one. So it's funny that that's your jam.
Shut up. I love them all besides the black. I'll just eat them all.
I love the black ones. But I also like black licorice stuff. I don't like Jaeger, but I like black licorice stuff.
That's weird.
I know it's weird. I like Good and Plenty's. Well, my dad used to get us those, you know, the Brock's candies that were like different types of black licorice with that, like.
Yeah.
I don't know what even it was, like a marzipan feeling type of.
I don't know. Those two. And I was like,
yeah,
all yours.
Your mom used to get them and I used to sit on the couch next to her and eat them with her. And she would be like, you know, your dad. And I'm like, yeah, I live with him in the summers. He gets these for us. This is like the only candy he ever has. That's probably why I like it.
Exactly.
French Canadians, they're like, we want it to taste disgusting. Let's throw black licorice in there. Only difference from us in America is we use real sugar. So suck on that, Yanks. Man. Okay, so that takes me around to Coke or Pepsi.
Oh, you're not.
I have a complicated answer for this, so.
Okay. Honestly, I'll drink either one. I'm not like that picky, but I do think I like Coke better than Pepsi.
So I like Diet Coke and Coke Zero, but I like regular Pepsi. Like if I had to like to choose, like I don't like Diet Pepsi, and I regular Coke is fine, but it's just too syrupy for me. Like I can't.
See, I think I like it. Like, but I'd prefer it out of a fountain drink.
Yes,
a can or anything else, but. I used to sometimes go to like say a gas station and get a small fountain Coke,
yeah,
as a treat instead of like candy or whatever. Sometimes I'll just get
a soda. Yeah, I know, that's why I like. So this is so stupid. I can't even believe that I'm like admitting this, but that's why I like to go through the McDonald's drive-thru because any size soft drink is $1. And I really will get like the largest Coke that they will give me for $1. And they'll be like, anything else? And I'm like, no, just give me this. I have $1 and a dime with your name on it, madam. You know, this is Washington State. We have sales tax.
Don't you judge me.
Like, okay, ma'am. It's not even $1. It's like 4 quarters and a dime. Like, yeah. just take this. Thank you. Have a great day. They're like, yeah, good morning to you too. Enjoy your Coke. 8 a.m.
You order it in the morning?
No, I'm not that kind of savage, but no. But yeah, you know, you're just, it's like one of those things. You're like out and about, you're on your own, you're running errands, and you're like, you know what sounds good? I'm going to go down and get me a cold pop. And then you just stroll up to the McDonald's and you're like, here's 4 quarters and a dime. Shoot me your best Coke. And they're like, excuse me? And I'm like, no, not like that. Just give me the biggest Coke you have. Don't make this weird, man. You're 16 and it's two. Aren't you supposed to be at school? Like your running start. Shut up. Overachiever out here with your fucking job.
When I worked at the bank, there would be people who would go to McDonald's and get breakfast and they'd
Yeah.
have like a giant Coke. And I would just be like, I just, I'm not, and I understand there's people who don't drink coffee and or tea or whatever your morning beverage of choice is, but I used to just think, I'll have a McMuffin and a Coke, please. Like, oh, that sounds awful.
Just taking that order, even. Like, are you sure you don't want to just make it minimum, like a fucking orange juice? What's wrong with you? When I worked at Red Lobster, people would come in. We opened our doors for lunch at 11.
Yeah.
People would come in at 11:01. They would order a full seafood lunch, and then they'd top it off with like a Coke. And I'm like, it's 11:01. What's your life like that A, you're at Red Lobster, and B, you just ordered the ultimate feast with a giant Coke? You have no place to be?
You still know the menu.
Girl, I know the menu and the sides. And it has not changed that much. It's really funny because the other servers I worked with, they never really saw me as like being a good server or whatever, but it's because I did like the bare minimum of like what was required to do the job and get it done, but like nothing above and beyond, because I was like, I mean, I did a good job, because whatever I do, I want to make sure, even if it's not my forever job, I'm going to make sure I do a good job while I'm there.
Right.
But I just, there were things that the people who like really wanted to succeed at Red Lobster would do. And I was like, if I do that much, I'm going to get stuck at Red Lobster. And I'm not trying to get stuck at Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Because to this day, I still have nightmares about that place. I don't even have nightmares about my first job in civil litigation. But I have nightmares about not being able to get back to table 23 with their side of tartar sauce because someone's holding me up in the alley making me walk the food for their big top. You bet your goddamn ass I do. More drawn butter? You want a bowl of it? No problem. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Oh, your crab's all gone? You needed that drawn butter? Sorry. I was having a simultaneous nightmare of a clown.
That's funny because I have nightmares about the
I know, right? No matter
There
what you
was
do, you just can't win.
like a noise that it made in your ear because you're wearing a headset. And so when our call came in, it would like make this dinging noise twice in your ear, and then somebody's there. And in my dreams, that noise always comes back, but I can't find my headset. And I'm like, I'm gonna get fired. I can't take the call.
Yeah. Literally, I know. I'm 100% with you. I would have these dreams where people would give me their order and I would try to find a computer to ring in their order and I couldn't find the computer.
Yeah.
And it also meant that they were waiting on biscuits and drinks and salads. And so I'm like, I gotta get back. Where's the computer? Where's the computer? It's just me like yelling at people trying to find the computer and not being able to find it. Don't have any, like 100% do not have any nightmares about civil litigation, which was terrible. And as a job was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Nightmares. Nightmares about Red Lobster. It's crazy. Okay, well, let's finish up. I just have a few more quick ones. Tootsie Rolls or Jolly Ranchers? I know they're very different things, but here's the deal. I'm talking all Tootsie Rolls. I'm not talking just chocolate. I'm talking lime. I'm talking raspberry. I'm talking my favorite, you know it, you love it, the blue wrapper, the vanilla Tootsie Roll. Or Jolly Ranchers.
I'm a chocolate Tootsie Roll over a Jolly Rancher, but you're right, the vanilla ones are my favorite.
Those ones slap. I don't even care. And I do like the lime ones too. And the orange ones are all right. But those vanilla ones, on my last birthday, Zeb filled up like a gift bag, and he must have bought like a 5-pound bag of the vanilla ones. And he just filled, like, he got me other gifts. It wasn't like he just got me just that, but he filled around the other gifts with the Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, wow.
But do you know what happened? Is I went to go, like, eat a Tootsie Roll once in a blue moon out of the bag, and I'd go to get one. And I'd be like, there's like 7 wrappers in here. And then I'd turn to Zeb. I'd be like, babe, you're eating my Tootsie Rolls. And he's like, what? No. And I'm like, son of a bitch. That makes me bitch. And I'd be like, Ezra? And he'd be like, but I only had like 4 plus 5 of them. I'm like, you ate 9 Tootsie Rolls? And he was like, is 9 14? No, I'm just kidding. He can't do that. He's not that good at math. These are all very fun. Having a great time. But I need to be serious with you.
Okay.
You have your allowance money. It's burning a hole in your pocket. And the ice cream man rolls up. What are you getting from the ice cream man? There's a no holds bar. What are you getting?
When I was younger, there was one that I used to always get, and then as I got older it changed, so there was two
yes.
separate orders. But when I was young, I used to get this, like, some people won't like this, but it was like a clown. It was like on a stick in the shape of a clown, but the nose was bubblegum. And you know me, if it's got two purposes, I get ice cream and gum, I'm all in.
Yeah, the right back to the blow pop theory.
Exactly. So I remember getting that a lot. But then as I got older, I really liked the strawberry shortcake one.
Yeah, the good humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say mine evolved too.
Yeah.
But mine didn't start with that bubblegum bullshit. not for nothing. That's great. You do you, girl. Like, that's great. But I started with the strawberry shortcake.
Oh.
The good humor bar. And that's what I would get when I was young. But then as I got older, they started carrying the Choco Taco.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like that waffle cone. It like had the ice cream in the middle with the waffle cone taco. And then it had like the hard chocolate on it. I remember one time my friend Amy and I, we were in high school and an ice cream man was rolling by and I was like, Amy, and she was like, Choco Tacos. I was like, let's run! Leg it!
If I told you who else the Choco Taco is a favorite of, you wouldn't even believe me right now.
Who?
Aunt Kimmy.
Well, of course I believe you.
I feel like you were meant to be her child. Like, you just need to be her child.
Well, that's why my mom named me after her. She knew it was going to be a thing. And then when you get us in a room together, hot dang. That's so funny. Okay, so one more. Just one more. This is the last one, then we can move on from this.
Okay.
Otter Pop. Or Popsicle Rocket? Like the red, white, and blue? Or are you going... Okay. So then Otter Pop or Popsicle on a stick? Like just any... Like probably the good humor banana root beer lime box. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, probably a Popsicle on a stick. There's actually one specific Popsicle that every time I'm sick, I get.
Which one is it?
It's like they're kind of like a reddish, orangish kind of color. And it's like a cherry, it's either cherry pineapple or cherry mango. I think it's cherry pineapple. Mixed, like swirled together on a stick.
Yeah. I know, I can see that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. No, I like that one too. That's really good. It's like cylindrical, right? And it's got like the flat top.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you. I'll find it and I'll send you a picture of it and you can put it out there on the Insta.
I totally will. Okay. Otter Pop, way before like Rocket Pop. But I would get that banana popsicle. I think it's Good Humor. It's like
Yeah.
I think it's Good Humor, and they have like the banana, the root beer, and the lime.
Yeah.
Who care about the lime one? Could take it or leave it. Actually, save it for last, and then I'll eat it begrudgingly. But
Right.
the banana and the root beer, ooh,
Yes.
ooh, Lord. And
Those are
also, I,
what I eat first.
yeah, and I love banana flavored candy too.
Yeah.
It's weird. Banana flavored Laffy Taffy. How good is that?
Yes, I agree. That is good.
So good. Okay.
When my mom was pregnant with me, she used to crave banana popsicles. And to this day, I always eat the banana first, then the root beer,
Then
then I'll
the
probably
lime.
eat grape, and then like the
Okay.
rest is like whatever.
Yeah. Like the other ones, I could just take it or leave it. Like I kind of just don't care. But like
Yeah.
banana and root beer, oh my God. Anyway, so moving on.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Tony, how are you?
Hey, I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Alive.
Well, I mean,
Good.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. If
Good.
you were not alive, you could have not answered that question.
That's true.
You don't know that. Tony,
You're
limbo.
right. You're right. Sorry, I don't know enough about the afterlife to make these assumptions. Terribly
Don't know what
sorry.
happens. No, it's okay. Apology accepted. So, we want to introduce you. This is Tony Keegan. Tony Keegan is my husband's best friend. And since I can't get Zeb, well, he's one of Zeb's three best friends, the three best friends that anyone could have. And since I can't get Zeb to agree to the podcast, Tony has graciously agreed to the podcast.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks,
Oh,
Tony.
thank you for having me on your incredibly famous podcast.
It's world renowned.
He's got
It
jokes right out the gate.
No, Tony's very funny. Tony's going to outshine all of us. Tony Keegan, the brightest star in the sky. So I have a couple questions I want to ask just from, well, Tony, did you want to maybe introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Tony Keegan.
Right.
And that's it. That is all my accomplishments.
I have a couple questions I wanted to ask you because I think there's some things that I would like to know that Zeb isn't 100% clear about that I think you will be clear about. Okay.
Okay.
The first thing is, how old were you when you met Zebulon?
Oh my goodness, this is going back some years. So I would have been about maybe 12 or 13 years old.
Okay.
I would have had to have been 12 because I invited him to my 13th birthday party and he could not come. So
Okay.
yeah, I guess it would have been about 12 years old.
Okay, and so were you friends right away, or did that, invitation to your birthday party really put you off?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him since.
Yeah, I
So,
knew it. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
all
I
right,
don't
cool.
know
Bye.
you. Bye. No, seriously, were you guys like fast friends, or was it like you were sort of friends for a while and then you became best friends? What was the friendship like in the early years?
Well, in the early years, it was so we met. We went to the same school. We went to the same middle school, but we didn't know each other. We didn't have like an overlap of, people we knew.
Okay.
So the only people I knew in middle school was Jack, and that was it. So then we joined a soccer team, a youth league soccer team called Cobra Strike. And we were the worst team ever. However, and our coach was he was doing community service for, I believe, a DUI. So imagine, so like everyone's seen the Mighty Ducks,
Yeah.
minus the inspiration.
Oh.
So it was just like, I'm here to do a job. Scrimmage! So that was kind of it. So that was our leadership. So Zeb was on the team also. And we were at a practice once. And the practice was, for some unknown reason, slide tackles.
Okay.
So I got paired with Zeb. Now, Zeb, as you know, Kimothy, Zeb has been like that same size his entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
been just an ogre monster of a human being.
Yeah.
And he's slide tackling me. And I'm getting knocked off my feet because we're doing illegal front slide tackles for practice. So I'm standing
there. That coach really gave zero fucks. He's like, there's two things I do. I never follow the rules, and I let these kids side tackle like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and so if you can imagine, so I'm just standing there with the ball, and he's like 4 feet in front of me, and then he does like a little run, and then slide tackles me from the front, studs up, totally illegal,
right?
And I'm just like, I'm getting hit completely, like I'm in the air, falling on my face for 15 minutes. Like, we never switched. So it was just me getting slid tackle, like, ugh. And then, like, standing up, or I do it again, bleh. And
cleats out.
Yeah, cleats out. And so that is how we met. We were just paired up one day on the field, and we were just doing the practice. How we became frenzies was the next week, my mom and Zeb's mom were at the same practice. And my mom was only there because I had to drive her home. So...
wait, you were 12.
So we lived right down the street from the school where... we lived right down the street, and it was an easy drive for me because all I had to do was like make one turn and go forward. Because for some reason... 6 o'clock at night is the perfect time to get drunk. So that's why I had to drive her home. So soccer practice is over, right? It's done.
Right.
Now my mom and Zeb's mom are just talking in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And we're just me and Zeb just standing there like, what do we do? You know? And then we just start just chit-chatting about things. And then once you recognize somebody, you see them at school, and you're like, hey, that's Zeb. And then, like, Zeb had his little group of friends. So he had Eddie and Damon.
Damon.
I think it was Damon.
Yeah.
And then, like, halfway through the school year, John joined, you know, he moves up here from Oklahoma.
Right.
And then that's how our little clique started. And then in eighth grade, Greg moved in to the hood, and then bam, that's how the Justice friends. League was formed. Yeah. Best friends forever.
Well, that's definitely interesting. Zeb said like, yeah, we were on a soccer team together. And I was like, can you elaborate? And he's like, not really. That was the whole.
I do want to point out that Jack was the worst player on the team and the best scorer on the team. when he played defense, he got a record 9 handballs in one game.
Oh.
Because he would just jump up and grab it. And we were like, hey, you can't do that. And he kept forgetting. And it was in the penalty area, so the other team got the penalty kick, and they scored on us like all the time.
That is so funny.
Yeah,
we were really good. It's really funny too because he's the one who became a professional athlete.
Yeah.
So that's what's really funny to me. So he became a professional wrestler in Japan and then in Mexico City, right?
Yeah. Now he's on AEW. here in America. So
okay,
he's doing really good.
Good for him. But yeah, bad at soccer, great at wrestling.
See, he was really good at soccer, just not on defense.
Just not defense. So don't touch the ball with your hands, man.
Yeah, put him anywhere else, he's good.
That's funny. The best and worst player. I like that.
Yeah. He was a dynamo. That's what we call those guys.
Zeb was the goalie, and he akin himself to Goldberg. So, like, your reference to the Mighty Ducks is pretty accurate from Zeb's takeaway.
He once tackled me on accident trying to save a goal. and I didn't know what happened. I was just like... It was a corner kick. So I'm standing at the post, and it was a short corner. The guy tries to kick it in. It's coming right at me, and I'm like, cool. And then now I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
he dove just through me and just like knocked me over. And I'm like 30 feet away. I'm like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. This is what being on the ground is like instantly. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Zeb.
He is inhuman.
It's bizarre to me too, because you're much taller than he is. Like, he's probably like 5'10", I would say. And how tall are you, Tony? Like 6'1", right?
About 6'12".
But 6'12". He's 6'12" and a half.
And a half, yeah.
But Zeb is just like he's so broad, and like his torso looks like a triangle. Like when you, and he's getting really fit now, and it's pissing me off because I'm just fat and he's fit. And so he just looks like this broad-shouldered triangle of a human being. And
he's the strongest human I've ever met.
He's so strong. It's nuts. It's crazy. I know. We got to stop talking about it, you guys.
High tide.
He's so good looking. Well, anyways, okay, so that's the origin story.
That's the origin story, yes.
I think of all of his friends, you probably know him the best, which is to say that he's still an enigma. Am I incorrect?
He's not a very talkative person when it comes to like his, well, you know what? Here's the thing. You guys have brought this up before on your podcast, because I actually listen to your podcasts, even though you say that I don't listen to your podcasts.
I never mentioned you by name, sir. I never mentioned you by name.
Via text message. Yeah, you did.
so you mean I told you directly to your face?
Yeah. So okay. Via text, technically not to my face.
It's pandemic. So... It's pandemic. Text is to your face if it's pandemic.
Oh my goodness. Your Canadian accent came out, so I know you're angry.
pandemic.
Here comes the maple syrup.
Act like you didn't live in Canada up, too. So
I did live in Canada for a little bit. Alberta. Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. Edmonton. I have a cousin just outside of Edmonton in Leduc.
Oh my goodness. Maybe we know each other.
You don't.
No. But I would describe Zeb as he has a very few choice words on how he approves things. It goes from like not good to it was okay to good. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's his only way of describing things. So like if you went to like I don't know if you remember, we went to Sonic when it opened.
Yes.
We waited in line for like an hour or so.
Yeah.
And we were like, these burgers are like, oh, it's awesome. Like everything's great. And he was like, yeah, it's good. Huh? The end. You know, like if that was that's his Yelp review. Good.
Yeah. And Tony and we're like, it's delicious, right? And Tony, it's really delicious. And Zeb's like,
he was like, yeah, I said it's good. And we were like, okay.
All right. Just kind of
like no more talking. Like
we're done. Sentence complete.
I can totally picture it.
The end. Next topic. Continue. Yeah.
Not only that, but we had been driving by the construction site and like literally saying to all three of us saying to one another, like, we can't wait for that thing to be open. We can't wait for that thing to be open. We're going to try it for the first time. It's going to be so delicious. They keep playing commercials. We can't wait for it to be open. We try it. Tony and I are in complete awe. And Zeb's just like, yeah, it's a normal day in the neighborhood.
Okay. It's good.
It's good.
That's what he'll, that's what like his, that's his highest like level of like compliments. Like, hey, how was it when your son was born and like all the joy and everything you were feeling about like being a father? It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I told him I was pregnant and I started to cry because I was so happy. And he was like, we're going to have a baby. And it reminded me of that banner that Dwight makes that just says, like, it is your birthday.
It is your birthday. Yeah.
That's in that moment, I was like, yep. He's like a combination
like Zeb,
of,
calm down. Oh, yeah, my God.
Zeb, you are over the moon. You need to relax. yeah, he definitely. So, yeah, it's, I think that you probably know him best of all of his friends, but even I don't even really know this man. Like, that's my husband, and you know, we talk about our likes and interests sometimes, but he's just like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm really into this thing right now, and we, I think we should really get into it because X, Y, and Z, and he'll be like, okay.
Maybe that's why you guys work out, because you talk to him and he just agrees or disagrees.
Mm-hmm. He'll disagree too. He doesn't, which I like. He doesn't like, if I'm like, oh, we should do this thing, it's gonna be so great, he's like, that sounds like trash. I think that's not good.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. I'll be like, okay, can you elaborate? He's like, I just did. So, you know, that's okay. Well, so now that we're all on the same level, that's why we can't have Zeb on the podcast, because that's about how not good it would go.
Zeb, how do you feel about all the wars going on in the world? Not good.
Not good.
All right.
Not good. Mm-mm. Do you think it's a good economic strategy? Nope.
Yeah. No.
Do you think that we should get involved in other countries' affairs? Not really. Okay. Can you elaborate? Just did. End of sentence. He's a combination of Dwight Schrute and Ron Swanson.
I would pay to watch that show, though.
It wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't not be perfect.
You would just yell questions at him, and then he just goes, no, yes, good, mm-hmm. Not good.
I know. Just imagine if we had like our own reality TV show where I just talk and talk and talk and Zeb just sits there. The camera focuses on him more, but the audio gets louder and louder.
He speaks through his body language, though, if you watch him. Like, he
doesn't
even have to. Don't.
Hey.
He doesn't even have to say anything, and you're like, oh, I know what he's thinking.
I love you, Jessica, but don't look at my husband. What's wrong with you?
I'm telling you.
That's my man. Only Tony and I are allowed to do that.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. JK, JK. He does say a lot with body language. You can tell when he's put off by something. But yesterday I was waiting in the car. He took Ezra into the grocery store because Ezra really wanted a snickerdoodle cookie, but he's very specific. The child is specific. And we have fed into this in a very bad way. He wanted like the Safeway soft, big snickerdoodle cookie, right? So we go to the Safeway. I'm like, I'm just going to wait in the car. You guys are going to go in and get it. And I, there's no point in all of us just unloading. I'll wait in the car for you guys. I'll keep the AC running. He's like, okay. So they go get the cookie and they come back. And Ezra's eating the cookie outside of the car because we don't eat in the new car. So he's just eating his cookie, drinking some water. Zeb's like, yeah, we were at the U-scan. And I reached over to get the water out of like the chiller and I didn't get out of line. I was still standing on my red air or whatever. And this woman just like went around and got like stood right in front of Ezra and I. And so I said to her, Excuse me, I wasn't getting out of line. I was just grabbing this water out of the beverage cooler right here. And she just turned and was like, okay. And then she just stayed like in front of them or whatever. And so most people in that situation would be like, hey, to the person, they would say things like, hey, you're being really rude right now. And you just cut me in line, get behind me. Or they would just let it go and just like, okay, this person is obviously an asshole. Let them do whatever. Not Zeb. Zeb did a very passive aggressive thing. And when he told me about it, I was very happy because I was like, he actually voiced an opinion in public and it wasn't to me. So he turns to Ezra and he goes, Ezra, you need to make sure you look out for people who are rude and inconsiderate. And he said it like really loud. And he came, then he came back and told me the story in the car. And I was like, I'm so proud of you. Like you did a thing in public. He's like, well, I didn't engage with her really, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, Zeb usually just doesn't say anything. And when I go to say something to somebody, do you remember that time we were in Lakewood and somebody said something and I like turned around and was like, what did you say? Because it was really offensive.
At the Barnes and Noble.
Yeah. Because somebody said something really offensive. And I was like, uh-uh, no. And Zeb was like, hey, hi, can you not yell at a person in public? And I was like, did you hear what she said? And he was like, I heard it. Turn around. And I was like, what'd you just say to me? And he's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. Zeb like starts kidding. And he's like, not your place. Just turn around. Okay. Like think about things and let's all just calm down. Cooler heads prevail. Let's calm down. And I was like, are you telling me to calm down? He's like, I don't mean it like that. And you know, I don't mean it like that. I'm not gaslighting you. Just turn around, please. Because he knew that I was getting emotional, but he never has like any emotion. Like he doesn't care. He hears something he doesn't like. He waits till we get in the car and he's like, can you believe that fucking asshole? Like he just doesn't say anything. So when he did it at the grocery store and then came and told me about it, I was like, you did a thing. You stood up for yourself. You go, girl. He was like, yeah.
He's our big boy. He's growing up.
He's getting there, man. Almost 40 and he's getting there. He hates when I say almost 40. He's like, can you just say 39? That's how old I am. I'm like, okay, all right. 39. He's like, yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel better.
Do you guys think he'll listen to the podcast since both of you were on?
Or
he'll
no.
He just doesn't care.
No. And do you know what's really funny? He was talking to me about a web comic that he liked, and he was saying that one of the people who like draws for the web comic did a podcast and they had some person on. And I looked at him and I was like, you had time to listen to that podcast, but you won't listen to my podcast. And he was like, no, it was like a 5-minute video that I saw on like Instagram. It was like on the Instagram reels. And I was like, okay, Zeb. He's like, it was a video of them doing the podcast. And I was like, okay, so if I recorded my podcast on video, you'd watch it. And he's like, no. So. He might listen to it just because Tony's on it. We'll see.
We know who his favorite is, huh?
Tony is his favorite person. And I want you to remember, not that he's married, because listen, you get sick of your spouse. I get it. Whatever. Like, I'm not sick of him, but he could probably be sick of me, and that's probably just true. I'm a little too much. But he has a child, and Tony's still his favorite person. Pretty sure. Like, Tony, John, and Greg are his three favorite people.
Okay.
He might listen, just for Tony. What do you think, Tony? You think he's going to listen?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Unless you, like, cut out all the other parts, and, like, you make, like, a highlight that's apparently 5 minutes long and on Instagram. That's the only way
he's
going to listen. It's the only way.
Okay, Jessica, get in your car, drive over here. Tony, get in your car in about 4.5 hours and drive to my house. And then we'll all sit in the same room. We'll record for 5 minutes and everybody go back home.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
that's okay.
Quite a day for me.
You know what? Stop complaining, Jessica. After this, I have to do microeconomics. Again. I'm just kidding.
But you love microeconomics.
I actually, last week, I aced everything. And my professor called my work exemplary. And he said it sets me apart from those who are simply proficient.
Did you get a gold star?
No, but I felt like, you know, I felt like I did, metaphorically speaking. So, boom. But I had to work at it for hours. Like, I don't think I finished my homework until like 9 on Sunday night. And then we put Ezra to bed, we took showers, and we fell asleep. So, that's probably what's going to happen today, too. All right, so we're going to play a rousing game of Would You Rather. And this time, Jessica is going to be the Would You Rather question asker.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I actually prepared some questions.
Ooh. Is there like a cool little like music segment where it's like, questions?
There is now.
There is now.
Here we go.
Do we have your permission to use that leading into every Would You Rather segment?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds perfect, Tony. I think that we should have you on once a month and you can add to the podcast.
Yeah. You know, why not? There's so much that I know. And, you know, it's everyone needs an opinion of someone who has not done anything useful or knows anything about anything. And that's, you know, that's perfect for me because it's so important that I get all my knowledge out there, you know?
Yeah. I know personally that most of that's nonsense, but okay. You have a lot of knowledge. You know a lot of things about a lot of things that are funny things that are, you know, enjoyable things that other people probably like. You got a lot of knowledge in there.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, let's play Would You Rather. Are you ready to Would You Rather?
I guess I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping or always forget the one thing you need at the store?
I know mine, but I'm waiting for what Tony would rather.
I would have to go with the first option.
Yeah, same. I would rather buy the 10 things I absolutely don't need to make sure that I get the one thing I do.
Completely agree.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's so annoying when you forget that one thing. And it was the reason why you went to the store. And you got all these other things, but you didn't get the one thing you needed.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So, would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or be the lead in a box office bomb?
Good question. I guess I would like it if I was an extra in an Oscar-winning movie.
Okay.
So I could have a fun story to tell and annoy everybody I talk to and be that one person who's like, oh, this guy, he was like barely in the movie. And he's like, I won an Oscar for somebody else. And that's how I would, you know, I'd be like, I'm a movie star. I was in this movie called The Mighty Ducks. I was in it. So, and then like I would unprompted show them the movie, like with a portable like DVD player or something. And they're just like, don't show me the movie. And I'll like fast forward through the movie as slow as possible and be like, that's me right there. No, but, wow, cool for you. I did not ask for any of this. Please take it's this like, experience away from me.
It's like when the bench warmer from the football team pulls out their Super Bowl ring and you're like, you weren't even on the fucking field, man.
Yeah. Like, weren't you in the back folding towels? Like, yeah, but I'm still part of the team. Like, okay, sure. Like, yeah, technically you're correct. However, no, you ain't. You're not in the picture.
Right, you just exactly.
Reminded me of Friends when Joey's like, there I am, there I am, there I am.
Yeah.
I would rather be the lead in a box office flop, because I think it would eventually like gateway into other stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's what. Like, oh, that's did my you answer. See
Sharknado 9? That's me on the front.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you not see my resume? I was in Sharknado 9. The Sharkening.
The Sharkening.
You didn't see the Sharkening. Okay. Well, I can't help you then.
The Sharkening. Yeah. And you never look people in the eye. You just look
famous. Right.
Just above them. Just look up all the time. Up. You don't know who I am. No.
My famous line, what's up, shark? Nothing? You're getting nothing from this? Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk to my agent. This is the type of thing that drives people away from Hollywood. Just make a scene.
And this isn't even real. And right? You have just adopted this persona.
I know. As I'm walking perfect out of the room, I knock their pen cup on the floor. Like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. Their pen cup.
Yeah. No, like the most the stupidest thing in the room that I could grab and knock. The like least inconvenient thing. There's right next to it, there's a vase of flowers full of water. And I knock the pen cup over.
Of course.
They're like, that's why her box office movie was a box office flop. She's not even dramatic in real life. Jesus Christ.
I'm with Tony. I'd be an extra in a movie.
Why?
I'm not someone that really likes attention, to be honest. So being an extra in a movie, I don't necessarily have to brag about it. They wouldn't know if I didn't say something. That just seems more my stay in your lane, bro, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it is would you rather, because I think if the question were would you rather be a movie star or not, you'd be like, no.
Yeah, no thanks.
Got it.
The answer is no on the would you rather. Would you rather? No.
No. Nope. None of the above.
Mm-mm. Are you ready for the next one?
I think hold we
on.
Are.
I'm going to stretch. Hold on.
There okay.
Okay. I'm going to stretch those tendons. Ugh. All right.
I don't know if you're ready for this, Tony.
Mentally, I'm ready. Physically, I'm also ready.
I mean, he did stretch.
Did stretch.
Okay, would you rather lounge by the pool or on the beach?
That's a tough one because both of those are outside and I hate it out there.
What beach? Are we on a warm beach or are we on like a Washington Puget Sound type of beach?
I'd like to think it's on a warm beach, but I mean if you're into the cold kind, I mean go for it.
No.
Turn your legs red, I don't know.
Jessica, stop trying to push off your life onto my answer here. I'm going to go. So this is why I'm going to up top. Pools are maintained regularly, but people are putting pollutants into every possible water that they can find. Just dumping nonsense into water. So I'm going to go with pool on this one just because it seems cleaner. I don't want to lay on a filthy beach. I feel like we've polluted the earth so much that it just the last few times I've been to a lake in Washington, like I've been to Alder Lake or whatever, there's like Band-Aids floating in the water. There's like garbage at my feet. It's just gross.
That sounds delicious.
Yuck. That would be like not good.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going pool because they're maintained, generally speaking, and they have, you know, they're cleaner. And they usually come with, like, you know, lounge chair and a towel.
Oh, okay.
That type of thing. Just something, I don't know. That's what I would do. Tony?
Well, I guess I would lean more towards, me personally, I would lean towards beach.
Okay.
Even though I don't want to be out there. I don't like the ocean. It's dumb and it's too big. Can we all agree? Too big. Too much. Like I don't swim, so I'm not gonna, you know, go out there, but it is kind of, it's nice. It's out in sort of nature and it's like relaxing. And that's why I would lean kind of towards ocean instead of pool, where maybe some people I don't know are jumping in the pool and, you know, kids are sneezing in the pool.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. It's a very limited amount of water.
Yeah. And, you know,
I think you're changing my mind.
Well, that's good, because that means your mind is open to the truth.
To the truth of Tony.
Yes. Come to my church. I will tell you all the things. Glory to the name.
Yeah.
Church. That's the theme song to the church. That'll play every time you come through the door. It'd be like, church.
I love that. Instead of like the da-ding, like when you walk through at the grocery store. If they recorded that at the recorded something similar to that at the grocery store and it played every time you entered, people would be more apt to go to that specific grocery store.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, I would be.
Who wouldn't love that?
No, everyone. Everyone should. If they don't, there's something wrong with them, not us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Jess.
What would you pick?
I like the beach. I love the ocean though, more so. Like Kimmy went straight to lake and I live at the lake, and so
I was thinking lake. Like I don't know. I was thinking swimmable. But yeah, if we were just like talking about being at the ocean, then yeah, prefer that to the pool.
Yeah, I love the ocean. I just love everything about it. It's like one of my favorite places.
Have you guys ever been to like the warmer climate portion of the Pacific Ocean? Either one of you?
I think when I was younger, but not. I have been on the other side too.
Like California or Mexico? Anybody? No.
Because
we went to Mexico, and the ocean's beautiful in Mexico, and it's so warm, and you can swim in it. And, like, we body surfed and Puerto Vallarta, we swam in Acapulco. In Zihuatanejo, the water is so clear and beautiful. It's amazing. So yeah, I changed my shit. Whatever.
We had to flip-flop on that one.
I was just thinking she, like, laying on the beach just made me think lake. And if I'm going to swim in a lake in Washington. The ones I've been to recently on this side of the mountain are so crowded, because first of all, it's not like Jessica where she lives at a lake that's like only got a limited number of people. These are public lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, public lakes here are just gross. Like Spanaway Lake is ick. It's one of the biggest like swimming spots, and it always has duck itch. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You guys have a lot more people over there, though.
We have so, and when it gets hot, they all flock to the lakes. I've seen people swim at Wapato, and there are cars and televisions and other unknowns at the bottom of that. People have dumped everything into that lake, and people still swim in it, even though there's a bunch of signs that say, don't swim in this lake, it's gross. You're going to get sick if you swim in this lake, it's gross. Ugh. Ugh. Our lakes here are not great. Not all of them, but the public ones. Yuck. So that's why I immediately jumped into the pool. Get it?
Boom. Yeah. I follow.
Okay. All right, next question.
Jeez, bossy.
Well, I mean, we spent enough time on this one, right?
Okay, would you rather have a pause or a rewind button for your life?
Oh, definitely a rewind button. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I was actually talking to a customer of mine about certain situations in my life, and these are all this was a specific romantic thing that happened in my past, and I had no clue what was actually happening until I explained what was happening to somebody else, and they were like, "Hey, you're an idiot." No. Because it didn't click. Like, if I tell you the story now, you're gonna be like, "What an idiot!" But as it was happening, it didn't click what was happening at all.
Well, now I want you to tell me.
Okay, here's the story. So I was working for Singular Wireless, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and
at the beginning of time.
Yeah, at the beginning of time. I had the first color screen phone, guys. It was Whoa. A pretty cool time. And we were driving up north to a meeting. And I think it was, I want to say it was in Everett. And we're all going up, like all the employees and everything was like a big hands-on meeting. And this one girl that I worked with, she was like, "I want to ride with you." And I was like, "Okay." And so we went up there. On the way back, she was just like, she just was asking me lots of questions like, "Hey, like, what do you want to do in the future? What are your plans at the company? Blah, blah," you know, and I'm just answering the questions as I'm driving. So then she's like, "Ah, my leg hurts. Like, I think I got a cramp or something." And I was like, "Oh no, that sucks." And then she's like, "Can you rub my leg?" And I was like, "Sure." Right. And so I'm like massaging her leg and she's like, "Higher." Like, said the word "higher." And I'm like, "Okay." So I'm just like, I'm massaging her leg, but not really, like upper thigh area on the inside thigh, upper. And I'm just like, I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh man, like it must be," she's like, "it must really hurt, like the cramps." I'm going to, for like 30 minutes, because it was a long drive.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't, and I was not putting two and two together, like what was what she was looking for and like what I was doing. I was like, "I'm helping her out. She's got a cramp in her thigh and I'm just gonna, you know, massage it and everything's gonna be fine." And it was like 2 years later that like we were talking about it with like a bunch of other people, and then like it clicked in my head. I was like, "Oh, I think I know what was okay." And then I was like, "Well, how many times has this happened? And nobody has taught me or showed me, like, hey, idiot, like things are supposed to be happening right now. And you're just like driving fast through all these things. And you're not picking up on a lot of these things. Like, come on." And I went back and I kept remembering things that were happening. I was like, "Oh, yeah, like that happened. Like these things happen." And completely oblivious to like everything that'd be happening.
I honestly think that's just a characteristic of like, I'm going to use this term not regrettably, but just like good guys. This happens to guys who are like nice and kind and respectful of boundaries, because Zebulon has no idea when he's being hit on, and women have hit on him while I'm like in the same, like the biggest one is like, we were at the grocery store and we had just gotten done at the gym, And Zeb didn't have his wedding ring on. And I was like on the end cap of the aisle at the grocery store. And he was in the aisle, like looking for something. And this woman who was probably, I'm going to say like 8 to 10 years older than Zeb, but definitely had some like work done and was wearing like workout gear or whatever, like approached him. And she was like, I know you don't work here, but do you know where the da-da-da-da is? And I'm like looking from the end cap and I was waiting to see how long it was going to take him to like recognize that this was happening. And he was like, yeah, that's over like in the aisle with the cereal or whatever, right? And then she just kept talking to him and she was like, oh, I really love that you have like a little bit of gray in your beard. And she kind of like touched his face, like stroked his beard a little bit. And she was like, it's kind of like that salt and pepper thing, you know? And he was like, yeah, it just grows in that way. And he was just like...
Like, yeah, I didn't do any work. This is natural.
This is what happens. And she was like, well, do you shop here often? And he was like, mm-hmm, yep. And she was like, oh, well, I guess maybe I'll see you around. And he's like, yeah, probably.
The chances of that happening are not zero.
Yeah, exactly. And so she like walks away. And I emerge from the end cap and I go into the aisle. And I was like, oh, did you get her digit? And he was like, what? And I was like, honey, she was hitting on you. And he was like, oh, no, she wasn't. She just needed to find the whatever. Yeah. And I was like, babe, she touched your face. And he was like, no, she was really? And I was like, she was really. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was just funny. Like, he had, I think it's just a characteristic of guys who are, like, respectful of people's boundaries. Like, you don't know. And if a woman doesn't say to you, like, hello, hi, I think that you're attractive and I am hitting on you now.
Mm.
It's like, she has a cramp in her leg. Oh my God, that must be so painful. I need to help her. Like, oh, obviously. I would have helped her. You're so stupid. Stop.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We don't need that. We need you to continue to be the nice guy you are.
Fine. Whatever.
Fine. Whatever. It doesn't even matter anyway because you ended up with the perfect person.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, Christine is
the best. She just brought me pizza.
Aww. She's so sweet. So, back to the original question, which I remembered.
Do you remember now?
I remember now. I would actually go with the rewind as well. And I'll tell you why is the main reason is I would have gone to school before I had a child. Oh. I would have just gone to school out of the way before I had a kid.
Not like middle school, not, high school.
No, like uni. Okay.
Mm.
Oh, podcast friend. I definitely would have just gotten minimally my undergrad out of the way. Before I had a kid.
Okay.
Or, you know, just like gone on a diet and stuck to it. I don't know. Those are things that I could have done.
Well, I don't know that it says you could change things. It just says a pause or a rewind. But
if I had a rewind button, but I'm who I am today and I'm rewinding, like if I have all of the knowledge I have today and I'm rewinding, I'm redoing these things.
I would assume.
Yeah.
That's part of the question. It's like,
yeah. Is this like the bad Adam Sandler movie Click?
Oh, I hope so.
That's because that's what I'm looking for is like a rewind situation with all the knowledge of today, but I'm still able to go back.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I just don't know. It's not specific. It just, you know.
Well, and also, like, if I had a rewind thing, I could see Ezra take his first steps again. Like, you don't get that moment back.
See, that's what I was thinking of, is, like, going back and revisiting the good moments. I think rewind would be what I choose also. I don't know why you'd want just a pause. Why would you pause?
I don't know. I don't know anybody who'd be like, yeah, I just like to pause for a bit.
Yeah, just so like for like 20 minutes. Like,
do you keep living during the pause and the whole rest of the world stops?
Oh.
Because if that's the case, by the way, like, I don't know scientifically if the world keeps spinning or if everything's paused, but you're going to definitely lose your center of gravity. That's the first thing.
Yeah. Oh,
except Tony and I have had a long conversation about this, other than the flat earth people. Those are the type of motherfuckers who pick pause.
Right.
Right. The earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
There's no curve in the horizon. That's Photoshop.
I know. Sorry, Tony. I know three people.
I can't believe you know three people who believe this.
Yeah, and I'm like, guys, you have children. Don't talk to them because they're not going to learn. They will don't learn nothing. Yeah, don't even make eye contact with them. You're not going to be able to help them whatsoever. Like, there's nothing you could tell them that will help them ever.
Oh my God, I love that so much. All right, Jess.
Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Oh, shit.
My sight, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I can get a robot eye. So.
I don't know, Jessica. I'm having a hard time with that one. I don't want to lose my memories, but if you can't see anybody, I don't know. So is it a Drew Barrymore situation where, like, Adam Sandler wakes her up every morning with a videotape? Because if Zeb's going to wake me up every morning with a videotape, I'd rather be able to see it.
I guess that's the way you want to look at it.
Like, they thought she couldn't have a normal life, and then Adam Sandler fell in love with her, and it turns out she can have a normal life, and every single day he wakes her up with a videotape. And every single day, it's a brand new adventure.
That's true.
Also, not for nothing, but Dory did all right. Like, first of all, voiced by... Yeah, voiced by Ellen DeGeneres. Winning. She can spell. None of the other fish can. She's like, escape.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. So, I mean, I think... to see.
Okay.
Because I don't know about the robot eye situation. But I do know that Zeb can remind me of things.
Okay.
You know?
I'd rather lose my sight.
Okay. Well, you guys just enjoy the air up there on your high horse while I can see.
Okay.
And I don't know, ride it?
Yeah, we'll ride it and then tell you all about it and you'll forget about it and then we'll tell you again.
Yeah.
How would you guys be able to ride it without falling off?
It's not like the horse isn't blind.
Touche, Tony.
I just gotta hold on.
I just gotta hold on. Tony. Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
All right, Jess. What do we got?
Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or live for 100 with a lot of regrets?
I already have so many regrets. I'll just live till I'm 100.
Yeah, like more regrets? Like I have to do more of them? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've already made so many regrets. Yeah. So, yeah, just keep it going. 100 more.
Yeah.
And I woke up today thinking about, like, a regrettable instance and was like, fuck, man, you're so dumb.
Well, and they can be something simple or something deep. Like, regrets don't have to be, like, you know, you could, like, eat pasta and get a tummy ache and you kind of regret what you ate.
Yeah.
It doesn't I've done that. Be. Yeah, see?
I've done that.
Yeah.
You guys, I regret it, but I'm probably going to do that tonight.
A pre-regret?
Pre-regret, yeah. But at least I'm living till I'm 100.
Yeah. So. There you go. Got that going for you.
Yeah. And I'm not blind. Haha, motherfuckers. Sorry.
Kimmy apparently hates the blind.
I don't hate the blind. I just understand how difficult it is to be
blind.
You just
called them motherfuckers, though.
I called the two of you who selected to be blind motherfuckers.
We don't want this. We just want our memories.
Okay, so you guys hate people with Alzheimer's. You guys hate people who have dementia. You hate them. That's what you're saying?
Which one of us called the other one a motherfucker? Was that you?
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather always have a full phone battery or a full tank of gas?
Gas. I'll charge my phone in my running car.
What if you couldn't, though?
This is real. Zeb has been spoiling me for like the last year, and he has been taking my car on the weekend to the gas station for me. And the other day I looked down and I was like, oh no, my gas light is on. And then the thing said that I had 2 miles till I was about to run out of gas. And I was like, holy shit, how did they escalate so quickly I noticed my gas light I have 2 miles. Ezra and I had to stop at the gas station in the worst part of town that is literally across from a homeless encampment. And I start pumping and these people start walking toward me. And so I get just enough gas in the car to like get home. And then we get home and I'm like shaken. I'm shooketh. And I'm like nothing, but it wasn't because I was there. It's because Ezra was in the car. And so, like, if it was just me, I wouldn't care. I'd stop there and be like, get the fuck away from me, whatever. But Ezra's in the car, and I'm supposed to protect him because I'm his mom.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. It's paternity is still in the air. They're trying to do the test or whatever. Yeah. To determine. They know Zeb's the father. But
the maternity.
Here's the maternity. Yeah, sorry, not the paternity. That would be dumb. I know words. I know Latin roots. This child looks exactly like Zebulon and nothing like me, and people always will say, oh, he's got your fingers. They'll just say something really, he's got your eye shape. He doesn't. He's a carbon copy of Zeb that's now going to just exist in the world and slide tackle his best friend when they're in middle school, you know?
Get him.
I really hope that their coach isn't there just because he's fulfilling his DUI civic duties.
He was the worst.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That sounds terrible. Yeah, I'm going full tank of gas on this one. Tony, full tank of gas or phone battery?
Yeah, I'd have to go with the tank of gas. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's situational, though, this question. My job now, I drive all day. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
If I was like 11, I'd be like, yeah, you know, full phone battery.
Yeah.
See, I thought about this a little bit differently, so I guess I'm 11.
Okay.
I would say full phone battery, and only because, like, if I were to run out of gas, I could call somebody to come and save me. But also, like, what if I'm over there and I don't know? I mean, a full tank of gas isn't going to get me where I need to go. If my phone dies, I don't always know where I'm going over there, you know?
I'll where get is you a over there? Oh,
she's talking about over here because she lives in Spokane.
Got it. She's just like over there. I'm like, I can't see you pointing. I chose blindness earlier. I can't see anything.
And I don't remember how to get there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a movie. Boy.
This is a mess.
We just wrote a movie. I need Where you to edit I? This out because we need to save this for our script. We were going to write a script.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
I tweeted it already. Yeah, it's already on Twitter. Tony, we got to really write these movies down. We got to get some scripts rolling.
It's a lot of work.
I know, but you know what? It makes a lot of money.
I mean, is it worth it, though?
We can join the Writers Guild. We can be part of the Writers Guild.
Ooh, I want to be a dark elf.
I want to be a fourth level knight, but like a badass one who has a horse that's not blind.
Oh.
The horse isn't blind.
No.
Yeah.
So.
It's not.
Yeah, okay. So gas, battery. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Like it's a situational thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of depends.
Yeah. I'm going tank of gas no matter what.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, you guys do your situational thing and I'll do my thing and it'll be great.
Well, I have one final one for you and I already know what Kimmy's answer is. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's pretty presumptuous, but all right.
Oh, trust me, I know. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early?
I'm judging by the giggles. Kimmy is always late.
She's always late.
I would have to go with early because that is the opposite of what I do now. So, yeah,
I don't know anybody who would choose to be late. Like, nobody wants to be the late parent. Every day I hate myself when my kid is late. And then I get to work late. And then I have to say to my boss, I'm sorry that I'm late. It's been a rough morning. When really, sometimes what constitutes a rough morning is just that it is the morning.
Like your day started off bad by just getting up. Like I woke up and then everything was downhill after that.
I woke up and I was in the awake time and the awake time is not good. The fugue dream state, that's where the fuck it's at. But who's literally going to sit here and pick to be 10 minutes late every time? Unless you said, okay, this is a real question. Would you rather be 10 minutes late every single day, but you get a free coffee, like a free latte, or 20 minutes early and you get a pat on the back?
Some people might enjoy being late. Maybe they like attention.
Are you trying to insinuate something, Jessica? No. Because I feel like this is a personal attack.
Would you rather be early and smart or dumb like Kimmy and late 10 minutes every day?
Right. Thank you, Tony, for sticking up with me using sarcasm and humor and wit.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Would you rather be the nice cousin or the mean cousin? Later tonight at 8, woman drives cross state to murder her own cousin.
Doesn't make it because she's blind and was in park the whole time.
She ran out of gas because she selected battery.
Oh, God.
She was found with a full battery.
Fully charged. Yeah, fully charged battery. Her walking stick wouldn't reach the ground while she was waving it around while driving her car.
The sad part is she has full recollection of the events.
Stop, I can't. I'm crying.
More on that tonight at 11. Gosh, what a complicated story. Thanks, Ted.
There we go. I got what I wanted out of that question. Nobody even has to answer.
All right. Well, this has been a rousing time, you guys, but I have to go back to microeconomics now. And Zeb and Ezra are back from Costco, so I'm going to go see what the fuck is up for lunch.
Hot dogs.
I had hot dogs yesterday.
Cool.
Maybe again today.
Who knows? In a row.
Can't go wrong with a hot dog. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Tony. It's been a pleasure. You were a delight. You were very respectful.
I had fun. This is I enjoy listening to you guys talk on your podcast. So it was very fun to be with you guys.
Thanks, Tony.
So yeah, that's I appreciate it. Man. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I don't mean it at all. So yeah.
Well, will you come back and not mean it again sometime?
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, this is fun. I we've tried, me, Zeb, John have tried to start a podcast, and we messed that up big time.
Well, I think the problem is you were like, Zeb's gonna be a great co-host. And he's just like, yeah, that's good.
And you know what's funny is that's exactly how it went.
I know. The first time you guys tried to record in our house and I was in the bedroom and I came out and was like, you guys should call your podcast this. And what are you guys talking about? And, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about that, Tony. And like, I had said more in the 5 minutes I was out of the bedroom than Zeb had said the entire time you guys had been recording for like 2 hours while I was in the bedroom.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's why the podcast wouldn't work. You have to see Zeb's like body language, like Jess was saying, like you can see his face. You can like see him nod, you know, you can see him gesture, but on a podcast, you're like, is he just alone talking or
right? Like, is there really someone in the room?
Did he say he has a co-host or does he not have friends? You don't know.
Until you got slide tackled, the only other person you knew was Jack.
And it hurt so much.
Friends for life after bruises for weeks.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. America.
Cleats out.
Cleats out.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll talk to you again then, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you are very welcome. I want you guys to have a good rest of your day and think happy thoughts.
Thanks. You too, man.
I'm going to go
positive.
Get
Yeah, I'm gonna go get crazy on some economics.
What? Doing those micro style. Micro dosing on some economics.
That's how I do.
Awesome.
All right. Well, have a great day, Tony.
All right. You guys too, okay?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You like that? Tony's funny, right?
He was funny.
He's quiet. I think we should have him on every once in a while.
Just, I need to put a picture on my thing, but his picture was making me laugh even.
I know. He's so funny. Isn't he just like the funniest? When I told him we needed an extra 15 minutes, he sent me the funniest GIF and I wrote back, you're just the perfect person, bruh. It's like, his gifts always match the conversation perfectly.
Yeah.
It's never not just right. Well, thank you so much to Tony for joining us. That was a really good time.
Yes. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And we're glad that you have begrudgingly agreed to be back on our podcast sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I know. He's probably lying just to make us feel better.
Yeah, he probably is lined up for other bigger things.
He's got Johnny Carson in the works, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Kidding. I believe it.
R.I.P. Okay, well, listen. What a great week. What a great show. What a great life. I gotta go.
Oh, look at you.
Man, it's 2 p.m. and I have a ton of microeconomics homework I got lined up.
Okay, I'll let you go then.
Well, I guess until next week.
Until next week. I love you.
Huge.
Bye.